It's a busy morning in business with results from AIB and Aer Lingus. With news of those, Emma McNamara joins us now from London, where she'll also be looking at the economy there. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, Rachel. And you mentioned Aer Lingus and AIB. There are also results from other companies like Smurfit Kappa and Tullow this morning. Well, AIB, as we've been hearing just since the stock exchange opened at about 7, has reported results this morning for the first 6 months of its financial year. Profit before tax was €437 million, and that's a €1.28 billion improvement on the same time last year. AIB says it's on track to meet its €350 million cost reduction target this year. During the first half of the year, it's sold assets and got a NAMA coupon for bonds, and that helped bring its figures up. On arrears management, the bank says the total number of accounts in arrears for owner-occupiers is down 9%, and at the end of June, it says 34,000 mortgage accounts were in arrears for more than 90 days. Its restructuring plan is currently being approved, or has just been approved, by the European Commission, and agreements have been reached on customers in difficulty and cost caps and a number of other things. And on outlook, while the bank says economic conditions have shown a steady improvement in the main markets it operates in, it still has challenges, though, in arrears and in reducing the size of its loan book. And over to Aer Lingus. I know that, Rachel, you'll be speaking to David Duffy of AIB just coming up to a quarter to eight this morning. Afterwards, I'll be speaking to the Aer Lingus chief executive, Christoph Müller. And the strike action that Aer Lingus had earlier this year didn't hit it much too badly. It managed to the best second quarter result in nearly 5 years. The airline said it delivered a strong performance for the first 6 months of 2014, and that was despite the adverse effect of operational disruptions and strong competition, particularly in some of its short-haul routes. Overall passenger volumes, it says, increased by 1% to 4.6 million, and the load factor was slightly higher, 0.6% higher, with capacity growth of 3.5%. And the first half of the year is seasonally usually loss-making for Aer Lingus, but the group's first half of 2014, the operating loss before net exceptional items of 9.9 million represents a 39.6% improvement over the previous year. I'll join you back at the Shoreditch Grind, that's a cafe where I am on sort of the Shoreditch, the Silicon Roundabout of London, at just about quarter to eight.
Thanks, Emma, and there's more from London later. It's a